T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBEN contributor Michael Caputo is joining us live this morning as we await the Mueller report, the redacted Mueller report, and it should be out in the next couple of hours, Michael. How soon is a reasonable time to expect reaction?
Frankly, we've been getting reaction for over 2 weeks now. So, Washington has never quiet about things that it hasn't read, and I haven't been quiet about it either. We all have our expectations of what we might see in the report, but the debate in the last couple of weeks, 10 days or so, has been more about what we're not going to see in the report. Of course, the people were wringing their hands over the redactions being conducted by Mueller himself, along with Barr's team. It's been like one big long whining complaint, but there are things that must be redacted from the report. Things like intelligence sources and grand jury material and other information, I expect about 30 to 40% of it even perhaps to be redacted. But we also have heard from Attorney General Barr in recent news cycles that he's trying to redact as little as possible. I guess we're about to find out what he means by as little as possible.
What would you prefer? I mean, would you prefer that the as little as possible or the full report to unredacted come out?
I would like the full report unredacted to come out. Absolutely. I'd love to know the sources and methods of intelligence, because there's a lot of suspicion that some of our foreign allies were helping in the Obama administration orchestrated spying operation on the Republican candidate for president. We also have suspicions about when someone said what. I'd like to see all of that. Unfortunately, we're not going to. At the same time, I'd like if they're going to release a fully unredacted report, which I think they should staple the FISA warrant application to it completely unredacted. We've got some more documents coming out well beyond this report.
Michael, do you expect to see your name in the Mueller report?
Well, I've got a pool going on that, frankly. The fact that the investigation is shut down and there's no more contemplation of indictments, this thing's over for me and my family. We're completely vindicated. I said from the very beginning that there was no Russian collusion. That is the conclusion of the report that's coming out of the Mueller investigation. No one has disputed that. There is disputes and difficulties and disagreements over what obstruction commentary is in the report, and I'll be looking for the obstruction facts. I think that we're going to find that the prosecutors of the Mueller investigation probably left some breadcrumbs for the Democrats in the House on obstruction so that they can have a series of hearings to find out more about some of the things I'll find in the report. I really believe, since collusion is off the table now, that the whole entire script is going to flip today from collusion to obstruction. It's going to give all of us whiplash, all of it.
When the report was going on, it was, okay, when is the report going to wrap up? The report is going to wrap up soon. Then once the report came out, it's all right, when is the, little report from the AG going to happen? Then it was, well, we want to see the full report. And then after today, it could be, well, now we need to see the full unredacted report. Is this ever going to truly end, or is maybe having that unredacted report the only way that happens?
Well, I'll tell you, we got an unredacted report largely from the Ken Starr's investigation of Bill Clinton, and the Democrats were so upset about that because it was filled with salacious and unnecessary material that was really bad for the president, that they changed the law so that everything could be redacted. That was a Democrat law. So now the Democrats are chafing at the law that they wrote, a law that was, by the way, in large part written and supported by Chairman Jerry Nadler of the Judiciary Committee in the House, the Democrat who is now screaming the loudest about these redactions. But I don't think it really ever ends. If you look at the Starr report, if you look at the investigation into the Valerie Plame incident during the George W. Bush years, other special counsels, even though the law has changed and what the report must be like has changed, it never really ends for several years, especially for the people who are caught up in the jackpot. You'll see a lot of collateral damage out of the investigation into Bill Clinton, out of the investigation into the W. administration. And I think for a lot of people like our family and others that have been pulled into this for no reason at all, and who have endured all the, you know, I've gotten 59 death threats. I had somebody arrested in Buffalo just in the last week for threatening my family, threatening me. Now, this is going to continue, and I suspect it won't stop for a long time.
You know, Michael, you mentioned the Starr report. We've been asking people all morning long how they're going to digest the Mueller report. Most people, the majority of people, say they're not even interested in reading it or, you know, having somebody else kind of break it down for them. They're just not interested in the report. If we put some of those salacious details, like the Starr report, though, don't you think that number, more people would want to read it?
Well, I don't think they're looking to make the New York Times bestseller list. It's not really on the charging memo for the Mueller investigation, but indeed I think they will make the New York Times bestseller list. Even though there'll be a lot of black ink in there, there's still going to be a lot of things that we don't know. You know, the Mueller investigation leaked a bit. It didn't leak anywhere near as much as Congress did during this two-year period. There's going to be a lot of things in there that nobody, not even members of Congress, have heard. It's going to be a Chinese menu for continuing reporting and news stories on the Trump administration, the allegations of collusion and obstruction. For the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a full employment program for journalism. But at the same time, I can tell you I'm buying a case of these books because I think I can make a little bit of money autographing them and selling to some of my friends.
All right. Hey, Michael, thank you for the time this morning. That's Michael Caputo, WBEN contributor. The Mueller Report, due out in the next couple of hours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.